No matter what your belief system looks like, at least two of the following three words probably fit somewhere in your life. Pause, rest, worship. That trio is what has drawn thousands of people to a tiny chapel on the Pratt Farm just outside of Yuma. It's only 96 square feet and fits only a dozen people or so, but its traditions have been deeply tied to the area for a couple of decades. Alden Woods of the Arizona Republic has written a piece about the chapel and is with me to talk about it. Alden, where exactly is this chapel and what does it look like?
So there's a family farm a few miles outside of Yuma in a little place called Dome Valley in between the mountains where the Gila River runs along the Highway 95. And as you're driving, the road curves left, and then there's this sign that says Pause, Rest, Worship. And then behind it, about 100 yards, 150 yards, there's this little white building, and it kind of looks like a shed. And it's a church, and it's a chapel. And it holds 12 people inside. It's 8 by 12, 96 square feet. And there's no pastor. There's no congregation. They don't have services on Sunday. Yeah. And the door's always unlocked. So at any time, you can just go and drive and find this place and hang out for a little bit, sign the guest book, and then leave. But it really is kind of tucked away in a place that would be hard to find if you weren't looking for it.
Yeah. Who's the family that developed it and why did they do it?
So the church was built by a man named Lauren Pratt, who was a farmer out in that area for a very long time. And his wife was sick, and he wanted to build something in her honor so that people knew how much he loved her and how much they both were devoted to their faith. So he built this church, and he told his son, Cecil, who runs the church now, he said, I'm going to build a church. But he didn't tell him that it was going to be 96 square feet and that it was going to be this tiny church that they were going to put directly on their farm. And so they built that, and the wife, her name is Lois, and she lived to see the dedication of the chapel. Mm-hmm. And they've both since passed away, and now Cecil Pratt, his son, who's a farmer and a teacher and a minister at a larger, kind of more stable church, functioning church down the road, he manages the chapel, and they all put together the Easter sunrise service that they do every year.
So Cecil and his dad, though, had to rebuild at one point. So what happened? I mean, we talk about a storm knocking away something really huge. This was obviously quite small, but what happened then, and did they feel like they had to rebuild?
Yeah, there was kind of a freak microburst storm that happened, and it just, the heavens opened up directly on top of this chapel, and the chapel just sits on cinder blocks that are on dirt. So it seems like, you know, I couldn't pick it up, but it seems like a strong storm could just pick it up and throw it across the farm, and that's what happened. And it knocked out a wall, and it ripped off the roof, and it soaked everything in there. And they were pretty disappointed because, you know, Lauren Pratt had put a lot of time and effort into building this, and he used to go down and get on his hands and knees and scrub the floors a couple times every week. He really cared about this place because it was his symbol of his love for his wife. And a lot of people in the area had come to love that place too because it was a quiet place that they could slip away for a little bit that nobody else really knew about or could find them. So Cecil describes it as they demanded that they put it back. So they rebuilt the thing and they put it there. And this was in 2011, so it's been there ever since and it's been unlocked ever since.
You talk about getting away from things, but what makes it so special that a 96 square foot place could help people feel that way?
I think it's different for everybody. I met people who they've lived in Yuma their entire lives, and every time somebody comes from out of town, they take them to the chapel because it's just a strange Arizona thing that Yuma has that other places don't. I met people who, one person said that they slipped away on their lunch break, and they drove all the way up there, and they just wanted somewhere where it was quiet and they could sit and eat and think and pray for a little bit. There's a strange, when you walk in the door and you shut the door, the world doesn't like fade away because the walls are thin. You can still hear what's going on outside, okay. So you're not necessarily isolating yourself, but it is quiet and you are by yourself. And people love it. I met people who first drove past that place 20 years ago and they've come back every year since because they liked the feeling of being there.
As everyone is so glued to their smartphones and we need to be up on things. We obviously want to keep in touch with friends and family if something goes on. And yet there are other times we don't really need to keep in touch, but we kind of do anyway.
Yeah.
Is this sort of a respite? Is it seen that way, especially in today's world? Because you said the walls are thin. You can still hear what's going on. But even in that sense, does it sort of force people there to say, okay, if I were someplace quiet, but I were more reachable, maybe it's different. Is there something greater than symbolism there?
There might be something to that. It was not designed like that because it was built in 1995,
right,
before we're doing all of that communication that you were talking about. But I think there probably is something to that now, that it's the land there is beautiful, and you're surrounded by these mountains, and you're on a farm where life is growing. And to be in that room and be quiet and by yourself for a little bit, I think is a rare thing. And the church was initially designed, the sign says pause, rest, worship.
Yeah.
That's designed for travelers who are heading up Highway 95, which is a very long, curvy road that goes through the middle of nowhere. And it was designed for travelers to pull over and rest there. And that purpose and that motivation has probably shifted a little bit over the years. You can go and you can find the church on Instagram, and it's not like a huge popular Instagram spot, but there are some people who go back over and over again and take the same Instagram photos.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're probably right in there that it's just a solace that is inside of that wall, those walls.
So does Cecil feel like he's carrying on a family legacy?
Yeah, it's very much a family thing. And the Pratts, they do a lot of family things. They talk a lot about their family traditions and, you know, what they do when they get together on Thanksgiving, and they all make big soups and they do all this stuff. And this is what they do on Easter, and they have the sunrise service on Easter, and they also maintain this church. And his daughter comes and cleans it and takes care of the guest books, and he is already planning on passing down all of these different parts of his life to his family and keeping it there, because that family has been there for a couple generations now in Dome Valley, in that area. And he it seems to really mean a lot to him to keep all of that in the family and pass it all down.
Alden Woods, reporter for the Arizona Republic. We've been talking about his great story about a little tiny chapel in Yuma. Alden, thanks.
Thank you.